I see dead people. With that line in The Sixth Sense, a star was born. Not a star in front of the camera, but behind it, writer-director M. Night Shyamalan. The Sixth Sense grossed about $700 million worldwide. Shyamalan has since made other high-grossing movies, Signs and The Village, that feature his eerie twist on the supernatural and his signature surprise endings. His latest effort is Lady in the Water, which opens today. Scott Fondas is film editor for the LA Weekly, and he came into our studios here at NPR West to chat about the filmmaker.
Good morning.
This film, The Lady in the Water, is billed as a bedtime story.
Well, it's actually, according to Shyamalan, based on a story that he made up for his two young children as a bedtime story. Basically, what sets this whole thing in motion is that a sea nymph, or an M. Night Shyamalanese, a narf, appears in the swimming pool of this apartment building, and the building superintendent, a man named Cleveland Heap, played by Paul Giamatti, sort of has to figure out why she's there and how they can help her get back to her world.
M. Night Shyamalan has really become a Hollywood brand name. Talk to us about what makes his style so distinctive.
Well, I think at this point, when M. Night Shyamalan makes a film, it is kind of a cultural event because he is a brand name. He's probably, outside of Steven Spielberg and Woody Allen, one of the few filmmakers that my mother would know just by his name alone. Some have called him the next Spielberg. He is kind of the modern master of what's known as the O. Henry story, where you have one set of expectations that are then kind of turned on their head at a certain point, and you sort of have to relearn the logic of the story all over again.
You said that Shyamalan was thought at one time to be the next Spielberg. Has he fulfilled that promise?
Well, I think what's interesting to look at is that M. Night Shyamalan's now made seven films. By the time Spielberg had made seven films, he'd made Jaws and E.T. and Raiders of the Lost Ark. And when you look at Shyamalan, he seems to be treading a lot of the same water. He seems more like Spielberg's cohort, George Lucas, who always said he wanted to make different kinds of movies but spent 30 years making Star Wars sequels and now says he's finally going to make different kinds of movies.
Not though a bad comparison.
Not a bad comparison, certainly not if you want to make a lot of money at the box office.
Scott, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Scott Fondas is film editor for LA Weekly.